night at his news conference sounded almost hurt that people would criticize him for the performance on the budget, on Dieter, on any of this stuff. It defies description. Victoria,
well, that's not the thing that the governor should be worried about, is his feelings. He should be worried about those folks out there who don't have money to put food on the table.
Well, if you're by your radio, be listening in the next half hour. I'm going to let you hear some of the highlights from his presser last night. Hey, Victoria, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. And you have yourself a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Victoria Seaman, Ward 2, City Councilwoman, joining us. Stick around. More to do. It is Friday. It is the best day of the week, folks. On AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams, it is looking like a Friday today. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway right now in Henderson. We're getting some slowing there, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Also, those lane restrictions continue as you try to merge on to the 215 there at Eastern. As you work your way through the resort corridor of the 15, we're seeing some slowing there. Northbound 15 at Hacienda and south 15 once you get past Sahara near Spring Mountain. And that construction continues as well. That's on Charleston at Lamb. It's in the intersection.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Big news from the Big Ten Conference as they have announced that they are going to go to a conference-only season for all fall sports this upcoming season. That does include football, where it's being reported football teams will play a 10-game schedule against only conference opponents. While the Big Ten becomes the first Power 5 conference to make this decision, it is widely expected that other leagues will make the same decision. The Pac-12 and the ACC are most likely to go to conference-only scheduling for the upcoming season. Right now, the SEC and the Big 12 appear to be the two conferences that don't want to make this change.
This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. In talking with Victoria Seaman, and I just kind of touched on that the governor seemed, well, I don't know, the governor seemed a little put out. That people would criticize him and his administration. I want you to hear a couple of clips from the news conference, because I think you've got to hear it and hear it in context. That's why it's just a tad long. But I want you to hear from, this is cut one, by the way. This is Steve Sisolak, the governor, crying foul about criticism of him and his administration. Here it is.
I've received criticism that I'm not leading enough to raise revenue and to deal with the budget situation, I guess. I don't get to sleep a lot anymore. I don't get to rest a lot anymore. And when I do try to sleep, it's not been very sound sleep. These decisions are weighing very, very heavily on me. I will reiterate what I said in six different interviews yesterday. I'm happy to look at revenue sources, but I am not naive. It takes a Republican vote in the Senate to say they support revenue increases. And I'm willing to listen. They all have my phone number. Nobody has called since this has been brought up. Nobody has come and said, here's my proposal to raise more revenue. I have to be realistic. We couldn't raise revenue in the last session. Raising in a special session is not going to be any easier. If anybody in the Republican Senate side wants to raise their hand and say, here I am, Governor, I'm supporting revenue increases, let's talk, we can have a much broader discussion. I haven't seen that hand go up. So I'm hopeful that it will, but I will leave that to the legislature to make that call. I mean, we spent a long time, and I got a compliment here, and I'm going to say something that, I'm going to say it anyway. I've got cabinet heads, department heads going over the legislature, and they're getting beat up. I'm expected to get beat up. I ran for this job. I'm getting criticized every single day, no matter what I do. I get that. They're all cute posts and comments that people make. My staff and my cabinet heads don't deserve that. I mean, they are working overtime. They're working as hard as is humanly possible, and they are consistently criticized. That's not fair.
That is not fair. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We always make our phone calls available to you. And in fact, one of the things we like, we love the idea of your participation. When we set out to create this program here on AM 670 KMCQ, one of the things we did is we said it's important that my opinion gets out there, but it's also important that your opinion matters. And to me, it's incredible. Some of the stuff that you come up with is absolutely nothing short of incredible. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's begin with Richard. Richard, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm a Las Vegas homeowner for 42 years. And given the financial distress our state is under now, I'd like to know when our two U.S. senators, our governor, and our entire state legislature are going to demand from the United States Congress that they start paying us heavy real estate taxes on the 87% of the land that they own in our state, or better yet, that they give us our land back, and that we get together with the other 11 or 12 Western states where the United States Congress owns over 50% of the land in each of these states, not aggregate, in each of these states over 50% of the land, and in the other 37 states, they only own about 2 or 3%. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your
Thanks,
comment.
Richard. One of the problems is what you're talking about is a federal issue. It is a federal issue. The states... You're exactly right. I believe it's 85%, 87% is owned by the federal government. And the big question is, will senators from Connecticut and Alabama and New England, will they understand this argument that we always make? There is another issue in play. Are we equipped to deal with this? Can we develop this land? Similar to what we're doing at Apex and different places around the state, business developments, that's great. But you got to make the commitment to do it. Richard, good call. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay where you are. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? By the way, how many of you like what the Clark County School District came up with? How many of you actually like the idea of the kids going to schools, brick-and-mortar schools for 2 days, 3 days for online learning? I'd rather have it the other way around and have it be 3 days of brick-and-mortar and 2 days of online. And what is it you are doing to reach out to your board of trustee member? What is it that you are doing? Because that's the only way this is going to change. I mean, otherwise, your kids are going to be in this hybrid situation beginning August 24th. And I'm sorry to have to say it, but that's it. The Board of Trustees did not listen to you. But maybe they'll listen to your phone call. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Embarrassed about your ugly fungal infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke.
Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
It's real news, no spin. And what better place than on the Heidi Harris Show? The O'Reilly Update can now be heard at 8:45 each weekday morning. What the mainstream media simply won't tell you, Bill and I will. It's the O'Reilly Update, weekday mornings at 8:45 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you took a look at the news conference yesterday? It's online. You can find it online just about anywhere. But I found it interesting that Steve Sisolak sounded, I don't know, exasperated, PO'd. Just listen. Let's go to cut two. This is the governor sounding somewhat exasperated, talking about the Dieter dilemma. Folks still don't have their unemployment money, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it anytime soon. This was the governor last night.
I understand people's frustration. I'm frustrated. The judge said he doesn't want good, he doesn't want great, he wants iconic. At the same time, and it's important that the media point this out to people, we are bound by certain federal guidelines and rules. We have to follow those. If I don't follow the guidelines that the Department of Labor puts out, I will put the entire system and everybody's funds in jeopardy. They can come in and say, you didn't screen people, you didn't vet them, you're cut off, and you got to pay us back. Now, if I were to do that and just pay everybody, I'm going to be getting the same criticism. People are going to say, why'd you do that to us for, Governor? Everything was going fine. We are working with the situation as best we possibly can. We're adding more people. We're adding more technology. I know people are frustrated. I appreciate that, and I know they say that's not enough. My apology isn't enough. I don't have any more to give.
I don't have any more to give. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but this is one of those. And gentlemen, Jim, if you can find it somewhere, my give a damn's busted. I'll just tell you. The old Joe DiMessina song, I'm sorry, doesn't work when somebody is sitting in East Las Vegas and they don't have money for their rent. They're tapped out, totally tapped out. And I guess I guess you know when the governor kind of does the woe is me. I'm sorry, my give a damn's busted. It really honestly is. I don't have much sympathy. But Joe DiMessina, she has a knack of being able to put it into perspective. Here it is.
Well,
I love that song. Joe DeMessina, my give a damn's busted. And that's kind of the way I feel about Governor Sisolak. Governor Sisolak has failed on so many levels. Don't even go to Dieter. I mean, we can chalk that up to software problems and all kinds of other stuff. But it goes beyond that. This governor has failed this state on so many levels. There are people that are looking at August 1st, and they don't have their rent, and they're way short, and they're owed $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, but they don't have the money because Dieter hasn't sent it to them yet. There are some times when you got to say, Department of Labor, give us a waiver, grant us a waiver. We got real problems. Here's what I don't understand, and I got to do it quickly. All these other states adhere to these Department of Labor guidelines, and somehow they get the money from point A to point B, from the government to the voters. Somehow, I don't know how they. Maybe there's some secret knock on the door at the Department of Labor. Somehow they're able to accomplish this, and for some unexplained reason, we don't. And then when you say, well, I've said I'm sorry, I got nothing more to give, that doesn't cut it. Sorry, Gov. Sorry. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
This is the Long-Term Care Minute. According to the Alzheimer's Association, over 5.5 million Americans over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's. Considering the fact that every 68 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the average cost of long-term care is approaching $7,000 monthly. What should somebody with Alzheimer's do to prepare? For some advice, we called on long-term care expert and advisor, Scott Lehigh. So, Scott, What should our listeners do?
Well, quite simply, we recommend people get a free copy of my book, Tax-Free Money for Long-Term Care, where they will learn about little-known laws and techniques that allow them to create tax-free money to pay for long-term care, even if they already have Alzheimer's. Give me a call right now. The next 30 listeners will receive a free copy of my book.
To get a free copy of Scott's book, call 888-716-6066. That's 888-716-6066. This has been the Long-Term Care Minute.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you caught the president on with, Sean Hannity. That was great stuff last night. God, you know, normally you talk to the president, you get like 5 minutes. And he must have done the president for 25 minutes. I mean, and he even admitted at the end, we went a little long. Here is the president with Sean Hannity, the reaction to the SCOTUS decision on his tax returns. This is cut number 5. This was the president last night on with Sean Hannity.
Under tax audit, okay? So, I mean, the IRS treats me just like they used to treat the Tea Party, except worse. And I'm under tax audit. I have been for a long period of time. We made a deal a long time ago, and once I ran for politics, that deal was like we didn't make it. So I'm under a continuing audit, and anybody that did that or showed that before you have it finalized, but they treat me horribly. The IRS, horribly. It's a disgrace what's happened. We had a deal done. In fact, it was signed even. And once I ran or once I won or somewhere back a long time ago, everything was like, well, let's start all over again. It's a disgrace. So I was disappointed, and at the same time, it was because I think a president should get protection from thousands of prosecutors out there, thousands all over the country. They could go after you, and you're supposed to be running the country. I'll tell you, Justice Alito wrote a totally brilliant decision. He wrote something today that really got
smart
it.
Man.
Justice Thomas, likewise, was great. They were the
another
two that came. So it was, look, it basically sends it all back and we start all over again, I guess. That's what it means.
That was the president last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel. Yeah. That was a great interview. And the president, I don't know why, but with Sean Hannity, he kind of lets his hair down, which is really kind of fun. Stick around. Coming up, we'll check how the governor's new mandate closing down some bars and restaurants around the state, how that's playing. We'll do that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor. Breaking.